This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon en goeiemiddag op hierdie lekker Vrydagmiddag. Ons het nie reën nie, luisteraars. Julle het geen verskoning, maar julle moet sit daar by julle radio's vandag. Lekker koppie teekie, lekker koppie koffie. Ek het drie fantasmagoriese dametjies hier in, met my vandag in die studio. We're going to have an amazing conversation. You really, really don't want to miss out today. You know, over the past few weeks, I think it must be 3-4 weeks, we have shared stories about challenges. We have inspired people. We were reminded also, you know, that we need to care for people. We need to love on people. You know, and that has been our conversation over the last few weeks. We've spoken a lot about homelessness. You know, that was, I think, the topic that we had. We've spoken a lot about restoration. For those who has listened in, I'm sure you can, you know, vouch for that. We spoke a lot about restoration. And I think the word dignity, it really, really surfaced such a lot. So it's important. We need dignity, you know. And then, of course, we heard some incredible stories. We had some people live that shared their stories of restoration. Daar was 'n bietjie trane, die tissuekies het 'n bietjie gevlieg hierdie kant. But you know what? I want to touch a little bit on last week. We actually spoke about even a voucher. It's called the My Change voucher. I don't know who listened in. I don't know who heard. But it is such an amazing initiative, you know. It's about giving a voucher, not giving cash, because that voucher, they can use, those that are on the streets, they can use it and redeem it for a meal that is so needed, for warmth, for a bed that is above need, you know. They can go take a hot shower, and that is what that is about, and that is the discussion that we had last week. It was really, really beautiful. We had a guy in the studio that we interviewed, and he was actually one of those that received a voucher. And I think what stood out for me when he shared that he was on the streets, found himself on the streets. He called it a doorkeeper, something like that, for the taxis. Wanneer die taxi is, daar is 'n bel, you know, that kind of thing. And then he started washing taxis. And this one particular day, it was raining. And he was like, I can't wash taxis. I can't stand in the rain. And that day, he was handed a My Change voucher. Today, he's the administrator for the My Change vouchers. He studied. He is now a full stack web developer. He's living in his own flat. He has his driver's license. Let me just weigh that in there. He has his driver's license. If God could do it for him, you tell me, listeners, can he not do that for you?
Amen.
That for me is like, I think from all the many weeks that we've been here, it's really a moment to remember. It stands out for us, right? So let me jump. Let me jump the gun. Let me take a leap here. Tomorrow. And then, listeners, you know what's happening tomorrow. If you know what's happening tomorrow, please touch base with us. Send us that WhatsApp. We want to hear from you. So tomorrow we are getting together. Three organizations, one heart.
Amen.
One heart. Amen. Radio K Pulpit. We have the Haven Night Shelters. And we have the Family Redemption Church. So that is what we are doing tomorrow. We are joining hands. And I have three guests, like I said earlier. One from each organization. Hulle kyk vir my met groot oogies en groot smiles. Luister julle, ek sien net tannie. Ek dink kan julle hulle sien daar. So yeah, I'm going to introduce them, but I'm going to introduce them after we have taken a song break. And then they can introduce themselves. Give us a little bit of excitement. I think today is all about getting excited for tomorrow. Ek het klaar vir hulle gesê, luister mense, ek gaan dans. Ek weet nie van julle nie, maar ek gaan dans môre. So as julle wil sien hoe ons dans en of ons kan dans, I'm inviting you. I'm actually up for a competition. Dames, is julle reg vir 'n kompetisie
môre?
There you have it. They're up for that competition tomorrow. We're really, really looking forward to it. I am going to introduce Nolene to you. Not that I should. Hoor hoe lag sy, hoor hoe lag sy julle. Hoor net hy lag hier daar agter. She's becoming a regular. It's a second time, but I'm pretty sure we're going to see her again. Nolien, tomorrow, communities, churches, volunteers are arriving at the Haven Night Shelter, which you are part of. We're doing the Blanket and Beanie Drive initiative, right? So take the listeners behind the scenes, right? And you also paint us a picture from your side. I'm wel almal van pictures te paint vandag. Julle moet ek weet hoop julle crayons en julle goedes reg is so jong. Of julle vingers gebruik jou. Now Lynn paint us a picture of what the Haven, what it's like on this side for tomorrow.
Okay, good afternoon listeners. Ek gaan 'n bietjie Anglikaans vandag praat. Ek gaan 'n bietjie Anglikaans vandag praat.
Sê gou weer.
Anglikaans.
Okay, mingles.
Mingles, okay.
Yeah,
so good afternoon, everyone. So we are super excited at the Haven Night Shelter Kraaifontein. We are preparing tomorrow for 100 clients in collaboration with our beautiful guest that's sitting next to me.
It's a klein bietjie.
The Family Redemption Church and Cape Pulpit. We are very excited. Our clients is excited.
Right.
We have targeted about 100 clients within our shelter. And we're going to have some blankets. We're going to have some gloves over there, some caps, and some great food that we are going to cook from the Haven side. And we are also going to have TB and HIV care there tomorrow. That's going to check the client's vitals.
Wow.
And we're going to have some communion together, fellowship. And we're just going to be crazy tomorrow and enjoy everything that's been put there on the table for our clients. So yes, that is the picture that I want to paint to you. Yeah, ons gaan dans.
So what you just shared is like, ons het gesê ons praat mingles, maar sy klink ook nou sê julle mingles is kos en is 'n woord en is 'n blanket en is luisters is mingles. We're going to mingles, but I think importantly is that we're going to share love with them. We're going to be one. We're going to become one.
Yeah.
You know, and not a divided people, you know. Is the residents excited? What are they saying? Are they aware that we're coming? See if ons 'n bietjie daarso.
Yeah, they are aware. Our staff is aware. We have everything planned, everything set up for tomorrow. Our clients are super excited that we're going to have the church there tomorrow,
okay,
as well as singers and people that's just going to give them a good time. I think our clients don't have this a lot. You know, we try to create that thing within our shelters. But tomorrow, it's a super exciting day for them because they are waiting to see, you know, that cap and that glove and that blanket. It means so much. Mm. You know, that is sometimes we preach, we teach, but sometimes it's that gift. It's that extra sense of that token of love is showing that this is what I'm giving to you and handing over. So they are excited. They are excited to be healthy. They are excited to be educated. They are excited to sing, to dance, to have people around them that actually shows them support. I think that's the biggest thing that our clients is expecting tomorrow. Is the people that's going to be there to support them, to love them. You know, they are rejected. They struggle with sense of belonging. They struggle with care. And they find it difficult to be restored, you know, because that is gaps. And so we are going in tomorrow as a collaborative entity to go and actually show our clients that there is support, there is love. Besides giving them Jesus Christ, you know, as our personal savior, we can give them Jesus, but we need to give them something to eat. We need to give them a bed to sleep. You know, we need to provide certain things to show them. This is also an act of love. This is also what God wants, you know, and this is how God cares. I think where Jonathan the last time that shared how a blanket changed his life. So I'm excited, you know, that excitement of, I'm so grateful. You know, we're going to have clients standing like this when it's Mandela Day also. Wow. And we are busy with our dignity project. So we're starting this as from tomorrow onwards, where I think the communion part is going to be the best, where we're going to be together as a family, showing them we're giving you a blanket, we're giving you food, we're giving you love, we're giving you whatever's going to be put on the table. But most of all, we're going to be present.
You know, Nolien, because it's around a lot of things. We're doing a lot tomorrow, but we're really honing or focusing on giving them that blanket and that beanie. And you having touched on Jonathan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to. I remember the story very well.
Yeah, I hope I still do.
But just
Yes, I do.
Just share that a little bit, because it's about the blanket. That is why I want you to share the story. Yeah. Not because I want to repeat something. Yeah, not because I want to go back.
Yeah.
But because we're speaking about a blanket and the difference it can make. Yeah. So if you can share the difference it made to him, think about the difference it's going to make to the 100 tomorrow.
Yeah,
so just share that quickly.
Yeah, I think Jonathan was at the Belleville shelter, and I happened to be the social worker at that time.
Yes.
And also, you know, we had a lot of blankets and things like that, donations. And Jonathan was one of the people that on the first day when he came there, he received a little blanket, a blue blanket. And Jonathan, ever since that time, Jonathan, that little blanket wanted him just to, he wanted to serve. He wanted to give back to the Haven. So he started out in the kitchen, started cooking. But Jonathan goes everywhere with that blanket. You literally saw Jonathan walking up and down everywhere. And nobody could steal that blanket. He would sleep on it. He would sit on it. He would close himself on it. He would be in the kitchen and tie it around him. So, and he would repeatedly say how that thing changed his life. It was a token of showing love, but also giving Christ, you know, that comfort. So Jonathan now is at the Haven Belleville. He's one of our recruiters over there.
Tell us again what he does.
So he is at the moment, he has gone through various programs, the social work programs, and he's actually recruited as one of our hosts at the Belleville shelter. So he's now employed at the Haven Night Shelter. And he's gone through so many programs. He's come out of, he shared his testimony, drugs. He's been on the streets. He's been rejected by family. He's gone through a lot. He shared that last week. And we accepted him. We opened the door and gave him a blanket. And his life changed just because of that act of kindness.
Sure.
I want to say it in Afrikaans. Verlore.
Yeah.
Verwoorde.
Wow.
Verlore.
Yeah.
Verwoorde. And again, I'm going to say only God. You know when they say, but God?
Yeah.
That but is God. A but God moment.
Oh, yes.
But God in Afrikaans. Die Here is die Here.
Die Here is die Here.
Die Here is die Here. It's a but God. What do we do? Where do we find ourselves without Him? Jonathan finds himself, many finds themselves today.
Yeah.
Yes, we think it's a little blankie, and yes, we think it's a little meal.
Yeah.
But God behind the scenes is busy with something so much bigger and so much greater that you ain't not seeing.
Yes, yes, yes.
And by the time you turn around and you're like, oh, is that what you were busy doing?
Yeah,
that is exactly what I was doing. He's working on their hearts. And, and it takes us as the community, as churches, as organizations, it takes us to come together, to hold hands and to run. We are the feet, the hands of Jesus.
Yes,
you know, I shared the other day and I said, can we be a little bit of Jesus in the flesh?
Yeah.
I know it maybe sounds a little bit crazy, but it's like Jesus showed up.
Amen.
Can we show up? And the only thing, when you show up, you're showing up in the flesh, right?
Yes.
So it's a little bit of Jesus in the flesh.
Absolutely.
Can you hold me? Can you hug me? Can you be close to me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that is the idea for tomorrow as well.
Absolutely.
You know, to be there and not to say, I'm going to feed you, I'm going to give you a little blanket. No, I want to be a little bit of Jesus.
Of course.
In the flesh.
Right.
Wow. Ek is sommer uitasem met tequila. Ek is sommer moeg gepraat. Listeners, man, this is so, so exciting. I'm excited for tomorrow. I'm excited for what we're talking about here. My heart spring heeltemal uit die borskassie uit, you know. But there you have it. Tomorrow's all about the blankets, the beanies, the conversations, the prayer. You just heard, man, we're going to break bread. How great, how great, how awesome is our God to actually even do that, you know. So it's simply meaning that we're not just going to sit there together, but we're going to share.
Yeah.
It's the heart. We're joining the heart tomorrow, right? It's a human connection. That's what it is, a human connection. So what is a general reaction or an interaction when communities comes together? It's not just a reaction, you know, it's a whole interaction. Not a reaction. It's a whole interaction. We're going to have a whole interaction tomorrow. That is what we're going to do. But listeners, we are going into another song break. And then when we come back, we're going to go to our...
Do you want to say hi to your favorite presenter on air?
Yeah.
Do you want to share your opinion, join the conversation, or enter that exciting new competition?
Go ahead and send for purpose that WhatsApp and message people. To the Cape studio.
729 AM. From the word to your heart.
So listeners, that song, Die Jump Me. Right? Ons het dit sommer so uit vir my gespring. But you know what? The Lord probably just wants us to continue and we need to be obedient.
Amen.
We need to flow with the Holy Spirit, whether you're sitting in church, whether you're in your house, whether you're in your bedroom. When the Holy Spirit says, do that, you do that. We obey and we listen. But Keisha, I hope you are ready. Keisha is from the Redemption, Family Redemption Church. Pastor Mark is her pastor. We had Pastor Mark in the studio twice. I said, he ain't no stranger anymore either. You know, I think one of the most beautiful things about tomorrow is with the Family Redemption Church joining us. And for me, what stands out, what is beautiful about them, I know I'm repeating myself, what's beautiful about them for the third time is that they don't just say it and speak it, but be the doer.
Amen.
We say we're going to give the blankets. We're going to be there. We're not just going to give it and hand it over. We're going to do it.
Yes.
And that is what Family Redemption Church is about. The doer of the word of the Lord.
Sure.
So they're playing a huge role in tomorrow's initiative. I mean, many blankets. That's all I'm going to say. Coming, we are so thankful. We are so grateful to Pastor Mark, his team, the church itself. And may God just like really just bless that church, you know, just for what they are putting into the community. So Keisha Carstens, give us an introduction.
Thanks, Jean. Good morning, everyone, to all the listeners, our pastors, Pastor Mark and Pastor Tammy, everyone in our family of Christ who's listening in. I greet you all in the wonderful and most powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Firstly, Jean, I just want to say thank you to you and the Radio K Pulpit for the opportunity to come and sit and just share the heart behind the blanket drive and outreach as a whole. It is really such an honor and privilege to be here today. For those who don't know me, as Jean just said, my name is Keisha Carstens. I'm originally from East River. I currently reside in Kales River with my husband and best friend, Gian. We have four beautiful children, three girls and a boy, and we also have an angel son we'll never forget. Who now resides in heaven in the presence of Jesus. Oh, his name is Israel. Mm-hmm. So me and my husband, Gian, we have the honor and privilege of overseeing the outreach ministry at FRC, Family Redemption Church. I also serve on the social media team, and every Wednesday we have the honor of hosting Bible study in our home, all to the glory of God. So just to touch a bit on the blanket drive, I'm very excited. I'm nervous also because this is like going to be our first one, my first one. So I don't know what to expect, but I know that God is going to do amazing things tomorrow, and that is what I am excited and expecting for. But yeah, I can honestly say that I am excited and expectant, and just to go and be a blessing to the residents at the Kraaifontein Haven Night Shelter. I can truly say that it's really Family Redemption Church's heart. It's the heart of Pastor Mark and Pastor Tammy and every one of us to go out and serve well. You know, to serve people well. And when I think about outreach, my mind immediately goes to Romans chapter 12. In this chapter, the Apostle Paul, he teaches us how to live as followers of Christ and how to use our spiritual gifts that God has entrusted to each one of us. And he first says in Romans 12 verse 1, if I can just read the scripture. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. this is your true and proper worship. You know, ladies, I absolutely just love how Paul even begins to speak about, before he begins to speak about our gifts, he first speaks about surrender. So before he talks about serving, gifts, giving, leading, encouraging, or showing mercy, he reminds us that it all begins with offering our lives to God. In other words, outreach isn't simply something that we do, right? It's who we become when our lives are surrendered to Jesus. Then Paul continues in 12:6-8, and I'll read the scriptures. It's a bit long, but I want to read it. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, then be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. I love that. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, then do it gladly. I really believe that these verses capture the very heartbeat of outreach. At Family Redemption Church, God has truly blessed us with the best team. I always say this in every department. I always say, oh, the Lord has given us the best. We really have the best team who really embrace the call to serve wholeheartedly. I mean, some lead, some give financially, some encourage, some show mercy, some pray faithfully behind the scenes, some donate blankets or food, some drive, and the list literally goes on. But every single person has a role to play.
Oh, yes.
I mean, outreach is not built on one man's show, one man's effort. It is the body of Christ functioning together with each person using the grace that God has given them. Paul says, if your gift is serving, this is my favorite part of the scripture, then serve well. I cannot put enough emphasis on serve well. Yeah, I just love those words. Like, he doesn't say serve when it's convenient, or serve when people notice, or serve when you feel like it. He says if your gift is serving, then serve well. I just love it because that is our heart and our passion. Serving others, extending kindness, encouraging people, giving generously, showing mercy. You know, this blanket drive isn't just about blankets or food or the practical help. It's first about offering our lives as a living sacrifice to God. And the blankets, the beanies, the clothes, and the food, they're just merely an expression of that worship. So our hope isn't that tomorrow someone would receive only just a blanket over their shoulders or a beanie or a plate of food. We really want every person to encounter and to experience the tangible love of Jesus. We want people to encounter his compassion. We want people to really know that they are seen, that they are valued, and that they matter. That there's really hope in the Father, because that's exactly what Jesus did.
Yeah.
He didn't only preach sermons. He touched the lepers. He fed the hungry. He welcomed the outcasts. He drew near to those who society overlooked. He met with people where they were and revealed the love of the Father to them. So when we go to the shelter tomorrow, we are merely just following that example that Jesus set before us. So outreach is really such a beautiful ministry for me, because it gives us the opportunity to reveal the heart of Jesus in practical ways, like you said, in the flesh. So it allows us to be God's hands and feet and God's mouthpiece. And ultimately, it gives us an opportunity to win souls, to expand God's kingdom, and extending God's mercy to those who need it the most. You know, we don't just serve because people deserve it. We serve because Christ first served us. And there was a time where each one of us was spiritually poor. I've been there a couple of times. Everyone was lost. Every one of us was in desperate need of God's mercy. Yet Jesus came and he met us at our point of need. He pursued us. He loved us before we even loved him, man. And now, because we have received his grace so freely, we have this amazing privilege and opportunity of extending that same grace to those people at the shelter, in hopes that they would be touched, that their hearts will be healed, that lives will be transformed, that they will be restored, and above all else, that Jesus Christ would be glorified. So yeah, that's outreach, God's love received, that now becomes God's love shared. When that remains our foundation, every blanket given, every beanie handed out, every meal served, every prayer prayed, every smile, every conversation held becomes an act of worship that ultimately points people to Jesus.
And that's what we want.
Amen.
Point them straight, like an arrow.
Yes.
Straight to Jesus.
Amen.
Wow. That was flowing so beautifully. You said so much. I think I needed a recording system to just have recorded that. But listeners, you can play back at Ease Live. It's on Facebook. If you have missed anything, we're going to jump over to Chantal, Radio K Pulpit, who's sitting in the studio here with me. But just to... Jylle gaan seker moeg raak van my. Jylle gaan sê, die vrou, sê repeat, al die goeders. But you know what? Ek is jammer, but is belangrik, is baie belangrik, is baie belangrik. I mentioned over the past few weeks what we have been doing. You know, we've really taken you as the listeners. We've taken you on a journey. I'm going to call it a journey. It was a journey through stories. It was a journey through homelessness, dignity, restoration, hope, all of those things. Apologies for that. But tomorrow, that becomes a reality. Ons is more op die grond, hele mense. We're not sitting behind the mic tomorrow, you know. Radio K Pulpit is not only sharing stories of this initiative tomorrow. We are privileged tomorrow to be on the ground, to serve, to be there, to not, like I said earlier with the church, you know, to not just say it, but to be the doer. Gaan maak jy eintjies 'n bietjie vuil, you know. And that is what we are going to do tomorrow. We're going to, let me put it like this. The boots is going to be on the grounds. Mm. Ons gaan ons booties aantrek julle, you know. Haven Night Shelter, Family Redemption Church, Radio Cape Pulpit. Ons gaan eindjies vuil maak môre. Ons gaan bid bietjie. Ons gaan 'n lekker tyd. Julle gaan definitief nie wil uitmis nie. And I just want to remind you as the listeners, please join in the conversation. Send us that WhatsApp 081-729-1671. Praat saam met ons 'n bietjie, man. Moenie so wees nie. Julle stil, julle is dood so stil aan die ander kant van die wêreld daar. So kom nou julle mense. Chantal, tomorrow, wat gaan aan môre? Vertel vir ons. Introduce gaan weer vir jou. Kom.
Hello Jean. Ja, ek is hier. Yeah, it's actually a privilege and an honor to share this space and this time with these ladies of the Family Redemption Church and the Kraaifontein Night Shelter. I've listened to the stories and I've listened to your introduction, and my heart is actually overflowing. My tears want to flow. And sitting in a seat and presenting Radio K Pulpit, it's a absolutely, and I'm talking on behalf of my radio station, of our radio station, our community radio station, to be part of this great initiative. At the time, and I heard what Keisha was saying, serving well, that stood out for me, serving well. Was saying, touching lives, touching hearts, and that's what we're going to do as a unity tomorrow. As a unity, as from a church perspective, from a perspective where you're seeing how people are coming in, leaving, how lives change for them, how Jonathan was holding on to blankets, and that was his only, his faith believer, you know. So for Radio K Pulpit involvement, it reflects the belief that through encouragement is not only the spoken word. Mm. It's about through hands that serve, through hearts that care, and through building communities and changing communities. And that's where we're at. And that's what we want to do. That's what we want to live. That's what we want to proclaim. That is what we want to stand for. Mm. It's about recognizing and value those that many think is underprivileged. Mm. That we're sitting here today as four ladies and we're looking and we're thinking, we are privileged, but there's so many that's unprivileged. Mm. And I was telling Jean earlier on, I want to follow a script, and I thought, no, there's no script to follow.
Yes.
There's no script to follow, because as a radio station also, we're living out in action.
Sure.
We're living out not only in faith, but in action. That is what we want to do. That is what we need to do. That is what we stand for. And Radio Cape Pulpit, it is not only just a blessing, but it's a mark of Christianity that we're going to embark tomorrow on, that we're going to leave behind. We're going to create and we're going to demolish where we think there cannot be faith restored. There cannot be beliefs.
Yeah.
We're going to break down that barriers and we're going to make the nation and the Kraaifontein homeless family, we're going to make it a historical moment.
Amen.
With the Christian Redemption, Family Redemption Church, with the home child, and we're not going to, it's not going to be the first, it's not going to be the last for us.
Hallelujah.
We're all about community connection. Mm. We're all about restoring dignity.
Yes.
Yeah. In those that lost it along the way, those that been not cared for. Mm. And we're all about encouraging collectively.
Mm.
So for Radio Cape Pulpit, it is Mandela Day, but it's more than simply talking about it.
Oh, yes.
It's building hope, it's building encouragement, and living and serving alongside our community.
Mm-hmm.
So Jean, I know I'm not going to say a lot, but my heart is always overflowing.
Let it flow.
Radio Pulpit is a reminder that a true impact happens when faith and inspiration go hand in hand with service.
Chantal, can I ask you to repeat that? Say that again.
Radio Cape Pulpit is a reminder that a true impact happens when faith and inspiration goes hand in hand with service. And that is something I just put together for myself when I had to sit down. And standing in this, and sitting in the seat, and standing in this community of a radio station, I know what we proclaim. And I know what all of us sitting here today is proclaiming from our heart. I personally and unfortunately cannot be there tomorrow, but if I could change it, I would be there at the dust of dawn.
Your heart is there. Your
so
heart
thank
is
you so
there.
Much for this opportunity. And I wish you everyone all the very best.
Thank you.
Make it happen.
Amen.
We can.
Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you, Jean.
Sure. Chantal, that was... Listeners, my heart is full. I think today we needed a box of tissues.
Take your hand.
Our hearts are full this morning or this afternoon. The Lord is really busy doing something so much bigger and so much greater than we can fathom.
Amen.
I don't think sitting here as four ladies and having had the last few weeks, don't think we can fathom what the Lord is going to do tomorrow. I think if we say we're expectant, we need to be actually more than expectant. There is... But it's tears of of joy, of just knowing who the God that we serve, who He is, and just how He comes through for us so faithfully.
Sure.
Keisha, I want to give you a minute because I think your heart is also that portal.
Sure.
1 minute, and then I'm going to come back and I'll give you a little bit more time.
Sure. Thanks so much for sharing that. And the Spirit of the Lord is definitely here. It's absolutely moving. Wow. But I was, while we were on the break, I was just explaining to the three ladies sitting in studio with me, and in a matter of like almost 48 hours, not yet 2 days, the community has really just opened up their hearts to and opened up their pockets to just join hands with us and to be a blessing for this blanket drive. So I just want to publicly thank thank every person who has partnered with us, and not only for the blanket drive, like for the many others that we have done since FRC has been established, like the people who faithfully sow into the outreach ministry. I cannot mention names. I cannot mention the different businesses.
The Lord knows.
The Lord knows, and they know who they are. So I just really wanna thank you. Early on, I said that outreach is not built on one man's efforts. It's really everyone coming together through the grace of God. And together, the body of Christ is being revealed, you know. So if you are listening in and you've had partnered with us in any way or form, I just want to thank you from the depths of our hearts. And I don't know if I can even just say this, like, but if you are listening in and you've been wondering how you can make a difference, this is your invitation. We would really love for you guys to partner with us tomorrow. Come and join us tomorrow. Be a part of what God is doing at the Kraaifontein Night, Haven Night Shelter. You can hear we are all we are all in tears here in the studio. And I mean, this is just a taste of what the Lord is going to do tomorrow. So come and be a part of that. Come and share the gospel and the love of Jesus purely through acts of service or just the conversation held, man. I'm sure they will appreciate that. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Keisha. Thank you, Chantal. Thank you, Nolene. Our hearts are dit borrel, ek gaan weer Afrikaans sê, dit borrel oor. And I think I'm going to quite stay and stick with one of the things I heard today also. Serve well.
Amen.
Serve well. Jean Morris on Community Matters. And julle wil nie weet nie, is trane en is emosies. And is the Heilige Geest. And the presence of the Lord is thick in the studio.
Amen.
Man. Wow. So as ons so bietjie stil raak en ons hakke tak so 'n bietjie, dan moet julle maar net weet die Heilige Geest is besig met ons hier. So but I trust, I really trust that as you know, he's an omnipresent God. That as is in the midst here and doing what he needs to do, I pray that he will be touching you wherever you are right now.
Amen.
And doing what he needs to do in your life wherever you are right now. Ladies, in saying that, beautiful ladies, all our listeners out there, tomorrow we're mostly touching on tomorrow. We're mostly sharing about tomorrow, the excitement and the things that we're going to be doing and looking forward to. It's just all about tomorrow, you know. We are so, so expectant. Like I said earlier, we are so excited. I don't think we can contain. Ek dink nie gaan slaap vanaand nie, julle. And that is without not even taking no tablet, no sleeping tablet. No, I ain't not doing that thing. Maar ek dink nie gaan slaap vanaand nie. I'm so excited. We're having the Blanket and Beanie Drive Initiative. It is at the Haven in Kraaifontein tomorrow, number 20, Van der Ross Street, Kraaifontein. That is the address. Please make your way there tomorrow. We're starting at 9 o'clock. It would be beautiful to just have everybody coming together in unity. Tomorrow it's about becoming one in unity. And I feel like the time is just flying so quickly. It's like, man, kan nie tyd nie net stil staan. You know, it's the one thing we can't say, Jesus, just stop the clock.
Yeah,
you know, we cannot do that. And so with a little bit of time, I'm going to give each one of the three ladies in the studio, I'm going to give them 30 seconds. I know it's so short. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm going to give them each 30 seconds to kind of answer one question for me. And then they can greet and say their goodbyes. Not that we want to say goodbye. No, we don't want to. Question, ladies. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there. And if you can touch someone's heart that is listening right now, today, right? Or those, someone that has listened over the last few weeks, right? What would you like to say to them? What would you like to tell them? How would you encourage them to attend tomorrow and to be part of this? I'll start with you, Keisha.
Okay. I think, listeners, I always say, always look for an opportunity. And tomorrow is an opportunity for you to come and present your bodies as a holy sacrifice before God's throne, to be his hands and his feet, to come and do the work of the Lord. You know, the Word of God says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So we're going to labor tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Come and labor with us.
Trek thy booties on.
Trek thy booties on.
Sevela kubai, Kuja. Sevela.
Thank you so much. And goodbye.
There we go. No leave.
Hallelujah.
I think from the Haven Night Shelter, I just want to say that you listeners, you don't know what impact or influence you can be to a homeless person. I was just sharing now that we don't know when it can happen to any one of us, where we become homeless. So I just want to say that your presence, your gift, your being part of that holistic care communities, you are going to help us restore. You are going to help us reunify. You are going to help us reintegrate people and restore them back to their families. So yeah, I think that is from the Haven Night Shelter. We're excited. We're waiting on you. Come and influence the lives of people.
Mooi man. Say fella, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Chantal.
And then
the
for
one
the
that
final.
Made us cry.
From the Radio Cape Pulpit, you know, Radio Cape Pulpit is not about just radio, and we recognize and we know that it's about reaching and teaching life and reaching and making that difference in lives. Tomorrow we're going to have music, we're going to dance, like Jean was saying. We're going to cloth you with, not only cloth you with warmness, but we're going to cloth you with kindness.
Yeah.
And we're going to cloth you with so much more. So come and make it a celebration, make it a memorable one, make a difference where you can. And like Nelson Mandela said, it always seems impossible until it's
sure,
done.
Amen.
Everything of the best, and wishing everyone that's involved tomorrow a successful day, that we can change lives and just do the blessings around exactly how God wants us to be. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jean.
Wow. I hear the word impossible, but God says he makes the, can we say that together? He makes the impossible
possible.
Tomorrow he's going to make whatever seemed to have been impossible. Tomorrow the Lord is going to make that possible. I don't want to go. I don't want to end. Man,
sure.
This was so good, listeners. I trust and I believe that you, you took away what the Lord wanted you to take away from here. Not what Jean wanted you or the guest, but whatever you took away from here today, because a lot was said. Mm-hmm. Let that thing sit in your heart, you know. Let that thing resonate, whatever it was that you're taking away from the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to show up tomorrow, show up.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to be there, be there.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Is better than
sacrifice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Man, we're speaking, we're preaching, we're preaching. Hey, we're preaching.
Hey.
We're preaching. Listeners, we are saying goodbye. Be blessed.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.